Welcome to The Drum Run, Season 1, Episode 4. Please follow us to get all the latest episodes dropped directly into your podcast library. And reviews, especially the good ones, are always appreciated. And now, sit back and enjoy the ride.
What time did you find Cruz?
A little after 3 a.m. Her body was ice cold.
And you didn't think to wake me?
I didn't think you could bring back the dead. Was I wrong about that?
Of course not.
Thought I'd let you get some sleep.
We need to run through our options.
What are our options?
Seems to me we have very few.
We need to find transportation. If we could get a hold of a hover drive, we could reach our destination point in maybe 12 hours. That's plenty of time to accomplish whatever they're asking of us and get back to the perimeter line.
Where are we supposed to find a hover drive? We're in the middle of nowhere.
Those two from last night, they mentioned something about a ranch.
Last night? What happened last night?
These two idiots, really, they walked right by us, just outside.
It was a minor miracle they didn't hear Ty snoring.
I was snoring?
You're not all that subtle about it.
It was the wind. Blocked out the sound.
Who do you think they were?
Ravagers, maybe.
Or 88s.
They were definitely on a patrol.
Yesterday, remember, one of the Ravagers said they were going to sell the tech from our packs to the 88s. They could have told them the direction we were headed.
Did they say how far this ranch was?
No. But it didn't sound like it was all that far.
A ranch could have a hover drive.
Let's grab our stuff. Head out.
The storm isn't as strong today.
By nightfall, it'll be all but gone.
Then it'll be back to sweltering. Any idea which way we go?
During westward expansion, when this town would have likely been built, the closest ranches would have been a mile or so outside of town. And we know it's not behind us.
That still doesn't tell us much.
Maybe we just head for the smoke.
Smoke? What smoke?
Just over the hill. Or mountain, or ridge, whatever that is.
Anyone see what he's talking about?
It's faint. But he's right. There's smoke rising over that ridge.
I don't see that at all.
It's gotta be the ranch, right? They would have a fire to keep warm.
It doesn't have to be the ranch at all.
It could just as easily be a trap.
How would a trail of smoke be a trap?
Because anyone could have started that fire. Ravagers, 88s, who knows?
Shouldn't we at least take a look?
Yes, we should. But we need to take it slow.
We need to divvy up Cruz's food. Ace, you should take her gloves.
I can't take her stuff.
She's not gonna need it. Not anymore.
Just doesn't seem right.
Ace, listen to me. There's no more right and wrong. You got that? From here on out, it's about survival. That's all.
Yeah, sure.
It does look like a ranch.
It's so peaceful. I didn't think places like this still existed.
I don't see any hover drives.
They could be around back, behind the main house, or in that other structure, there.
Something's not right about this place. It's too perfect.
It could be owned by a wealthy family. They do still exist out here. Maybe they pay protection to the 88s.
Ace, can you see anything inside?
There's movement, but it's hard to tell. It almost looks like they're ghosts.
Ghosts?
Ty, hand me the spotting scope, yeah?
They look like they're moving in a circle, Maybe they're getting ready to make a sacrifice? I mean, do ghosts do that? Make sacrifices?
They're girls in white dresses, you dummy.
Girls in dresses?
And it looks like they're dancing.
Why would girls in white dresses be dancing?
Do you really expect me to answer that?
Ford, any ideas?
Me? No, how would I know?
I don't know. Some sort of freaky historical tradition or...
Holy shit.
What? Did they just sacrifice something?
I'm pretty sure I know one of them.
Is someone out here?
We don't mean you any harm.
Who are you?
Farrah Carter. I know Camille from the estate. That's her inside, right?
Oh my god, yes! Farrah Carter. Oh my god, I know your name. Camille's told us stories about you. Camille! You're never going
to
believe who's out here.
Is there anyone inside who would harm us?
No. Nuh-uh. It's just us. Come inside. You must be freezing.
Farrah, what in the fuck, girl? What are you doing out here?
There are five of us from the estate. Is that okay?
Yeah, bring them in.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
Hey, boys.
What is this place?
This is where we all live. This storm is wild, right? We were having a little dance party to celebrate, and then Julia, the little slut, busted open a peppermint schnapps, and things started to get wild. And suddenly you show up. How random is that?
Is it me, or are all these girls, like, really, really pretty?
It's not just you.
And I think they're all... kinda drunk?
Howdy.
Yeah, getting that sense myself.
All of you live here? Together?
Yep, uh-huh, the eight of us.
How?
Can I just say something real quick? Because you are quite possibly the hottest man I have ever seen in the flesh. You are magnificent.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
No. I was talking about him.
Me?
Mm-hmm. I'm Susie.
Ford, it's nice to meet you.
You should stay here with us. They would love you.
Who?
Farrah, what is up, girl? How in the world are you here on our doorstep?
It was only a matter of time, right? Before they sent me out on the drum run.
Oh, God. What happened?
It's kind of a long story.
Farrah killed Baron Starr.
No, you didn't.
Yes, she did.
Fuck off.
I'm serious.
How?
Poisoned him.
No way.
Yes, way.
Ace.
Yeah?
Shut up.
Okay.
Is that true? Did you kill Baron Starr?
The man is dead.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Baron Starr deserved to die a horrible, horrible death.
Yes, he did.
I wish I could have seen it. Please tell me it was painful.
It would have been very painful.
Tell me about it. Go slow.
He ingested a low dose of cyanide. A higher dose would have killed him much, much more quickly. The low dose meant that the last 60 minutes of his life were spent in excruciating pain.
Thank God.
Can I just ask, how was it that you're all living out here? By yourselves?
Well, it's sort of like we're entertainers, you know? Entertaining and providing company and such for the local 88s. They call themselves the Punga.
Entertainers?
You know, we're sort of kept.
Kept?
You're trolls.
What?
Prostitutes.
Farrah, no.
We're courtesans.
How could you choose this?
What choice did I have? It's either this or... Trust me, out there is no better.
There have to be other options. There are communities around here. Yes, places you could live.
There are communities of farmers, groups that live and work pieces of land. But after they pay the punga for protection, the last thing they need is more mouths to feed.
They couldn't just turn you away.
We tried to join one early on, about 20 miles from here. But they were barely eking out an existence as it was.
What about your own families?
Was one of our families. One of the girls, Bridget, her family lived there, along with others. They allowed her to stay on, but not the rest of us.
Even if we could make it home, who's to say our families are still alive? So we ended up here. We're safe. That's something.
How long have you been outside the walls?
A little over a day.
And have you lost anyone?
Two. So far.
And that's with food and water.
It doesn't take all that long before your choices become... this.
There have been others. Who set out on their own. Odds don't seem good that they're still alive.
Where are you headed?
Southwest. 700 miles from here.
That's a long ways.
Unless we find some sort of transport, we don't stand much of a chance.
You wouldn't happen to have a hover drive, would you?
Hover drive? No.
There aren't any transports on the property.
That run? No.
Is there something that doesn't run?
Well, there's the shit kicker.
What is a shit kicker?
Come on, you're welcome to take a look.
Whoa.
Damn.
What is that thing?
It looks like a tank.
Mitchell calls it his shit kicker. It's a 2045 custom Ford 150, the last year they made a combustible engine.
You know your stuff.
More like, every time Mitchell takes it out, he tells us the same boring story.
No way in hell this thing still runs.
It's over 100 years old.
Oh, it runs. At least when Mitchell's here. He tears around this place like a bat out of hell.
So it does run. That's fantastic.
I said it runs when Mitchell's here, but he isn't here.
The keys and the ignition switch.
Do you know how to drive one of these things?
Well, no, but I've watched plenty of holovids on combustible engines. They're not all that complicated.
Why doesn't it work?
I don't think there's any power to the engine.
He must disable it when they leave.
We've tried to start it a few times when they're away, but never had any luck. It's always just like this.
What is all this stuff?
I'm pretty sure this is the battery here, which would make this the exhaust manifold. The engine block would be below that. The easiest way to disable this thing would be to disconnect the battery, I would think. And if I'm seeing this right, it looks like that's what he did. Although, I think he disconnected both the positive and the negative cables.
Can you fix it?
If I had the cables, I might be able to.
They're probably hidden somewhere in this barn, right?
What do these cables look like?
They would have metal on both ends, one side larger than the other so that it can fit over the terminals right here. Likely one is black and the other is red.
Let's find the damn things.
Hey, guys. What do you think these are for?
They're heavy.
Fuel cans for the truck. They're 10-gallon cans, and they're both full.
Hey, could these be the cables? One's red, one's black.
I think that's them. Where does Mitchell keep his tools?
Try over in that corner there.
Okay, that should do it. Ace, you want to hop up there and turn the ignition key?
Yeah. I could probably do that.
All right, give it a turn.
What does that mean?
I don't know. You've got power going to the engine, at least. Ace, try it again. Ace, there should be a fuel gauge on the dashboard. Do you see anything that says fuel?
Maybe. Okay, yeah, I think I see it.
There should be a needle that shows how much fuel there is.
Yeah, there is. It's sort of in the middle, leaning to the left.
There's fuel, then. Let's try it one more time.
Come on, baby!
Oh, thank God. How far will this get us?
Let's say there's half a tank of gas plus 2 10-gallon fuel cans. If we're lucky, 600 miles.
That's not enough.
From where we were an hour ago? I'd say this is damn good news.
Camille, what happens when Mitchell finds the shit kicker gone?
Hard to say. It could be another month before they even check the barn.
But when they do, what's gonna happen to you all?
You know what? Just take it, okay? We'll deal with the consequences, right?
We're pretty good at playing dumb. Keeps their expectations low.
Thank you.
You should stay until the storm passes.
We can't afford to wait.
All that snow on the road, you're not going to go very far.
We should wait a couple hours. The storm's all but over.
In a few hours, the snow should be manageable.
What do we do until then?
You could come inside. Get warm. We have food. And schnapps.
I've never had schnapps before.
We'd love to come inside. But no schnapps, okay, Ace? We need everyone sharp.
Ford, you coming?
I might hang back, see if I can find anything else that might be useful.
Grab anything else that'll help.
Hey, you want some company?
Sure.
We should stay off the main travel lines.
There's gotta be a ton of old roads around here. Probably not in all that great a shape, though.
What about the GPS device?
From what I saw, it's pretty good near the cities, but not so much outside of that.
You get that this whole thing's bullshit, right?
What whole thing?
This whole thing. The drum run? Even the name is bullshit. Meant to sound like some jaunt to the record store from way back when. If we complete this drum run, then what? They're not letting me back in this state. I've aged out.
If we make it back, they'll have to grant you entry to one of the grooming outposts.
Why? I was already promised that, and here I am. They're sure as hell not letting Farrah back in.
I had wondered about that.
She's smart. She must have figured out that by now.
Doesn't seem like she has a lot of choices.
She could always stay here.
Would you stay here if you were her?
Hell no. But I would be on the lookout for a soft place to land.
You heard what Camille said. Even the farmers don't accept outsiders. What do you think the cities are like?
Not really sure. They're probably more dangerous than out here. A lot more trouble to bump into.
Check it out. An old paper map. It shows the whole United States. It's crazy how little of it's actually habitable.
Look at all that land, man. Wasteland now. Someday, maybe, it'll go back to the way it was. America the Beautiful. But that'll be long after we're gone. Look, right here. We can take this road west until we reach one of these intersections. Then we head south and maybe cut over somewhere in this area. What's in the box?
I don't know. It was under the map at the bottom of the... I think they used to call it a glove box.
For their gloves?
I'm not sure.
Whoa.
Is it loaded?
I don't know. I've never even held a gun. You?
Not in a long, long time. Oh yeah, it's loaded.
This place is turning out to be a gold mine.
Unless the Punga decide to show up. Come on, man. We need to get the hell out of this joint.
You sure you won't stay?
Thanks, but we need to keep moving.
Farah, stay safe. May God be with you on your journey.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
You sure you know how to drive this thing?
I guess we'll find out. Ty, Ace, you guys good with the first shift in the back?
Think it's safe back there?
A lot safer than being on foot.
Let's see what this baby can do.
Everybody ready? Think they'll make it?
I hope to God that they do. But, honestly, I don't think they stand a chance in hell.
Drum Run stars Noah Keishian as Ford, Abby Huffstetler as Farah, Junior Nyongo as Ty, Colby Muhammad as Roxy, and Spencer Hunsicker as Ace. Additional performances by Miriam Edwards and Leovina Charles. Drum Run is written and directed by Corey Sen. Recorded at Blitz Recording. If you haven't already, please follow Drum Run and give us a quick review or rating. This helps our smaller production compete with the big guys, and who doesn't love an underdog?